The Yeshiva Gedolah of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
The Gemara in Masechta Makkos. Near the end of the Masechta, and Afkov Gimel Amud Beis. Doresh Rab Simloi. Rab Simloi Darshan, expounded. Sheish Meyes Ushleish Esrei Mitzvahs Nemru Leila Meisha. 613 Mitzvahs were set to Meisha on Har Sinai. Shleish, 613 mitzvahs. Shleish meyes v'shishim v'chomesh lavim. 365 negative commandments. K'minyan yomei sachama, which correlates to the days of the year, of the solar year. U'mosayim v'arboim u'shmeina esei. And 248 positive commandments. Can I get a Barav Shal Odom, which equates to the major organs and limbs of a person? Amar Avdon Numna, micro. Rav Amnuna says, where do we see this in the Torah? Because it states, Torah Tziva Lanu Meisha. In Devarim Lamed Gimel, it states that Torah Tziva Lanu Meisha, Meisha commanded us the Torah. The numerical value of Torah, Begimatri Shishmeya Vechat Sori, is 611. That's all of the mitzvahs with the exceptions of two. Exception of two. Habiyanechi Velo Yelacha Mipi Hagvura Shomanu. We heard 611 mitzvahs from Meisha, and the first two mitzvahs that we heard. Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. Lo yelecha elohim acherim. You shall not have other gods for yourselves. These two we heard from the Almighty Himself. So, from here we learn that there are a total of 613 mitzvahs. 611 we heard from Meisha, two we heard from the Almighty. The 613 mitzvahs are made up of positive commandments and negative commandments. Mitzvahs are says and mitzvahs leish aseh. There are 365 negative commandments, and this equates with the 365 days of the Yemei Sachama, of the solar year, and there are 248 mitzvahs, positive commandments, and this equates with the 248 Evori Odom, the major organs and limbs of a person. Rashi gives us the simple meaning in this. Ramach mitzvahs asei, dechol eva ve'eva eimalei asei mitzvah. Why do the positive commandments equate with the number of organs in the person? Because every organ tells the person to do a mitzvah. It would seem that there's a particular mitzvah which correlates with every particular organ. And Shesamitz is Leisha said, 365 negative commandments, Shebuchol Yoy Mazirim Olav Shalei Lavor. This equates with the days of the year, because every day we are instructed, we are cautioned not to transgress the Torah. This is the simple meaning. The Maram in Prague in the Sefer Tferes Yisrael, Perek Dalet, he goes into this maimer, this statement of the Gemara, very, very deeply. He said, because to understand what this means, we have to remove a great many kashas, obstacles and difficulties. For example, what do the mitzvahs of the Torah have to do with the days of the sun? And also, in particular, the negative mitzvahs, 365 negative mitzvahs. Why not the positive mitzvahs, 248? And also the days of the sun, this is the physical world, this is the natural world. Mitzvahs are not from the natural world. Mitzvahs are spiritual. They come from another world. And what do the 248 mitzvahs are say? Positive commandments have to do with the Evori Odom, the major parts of the person. Why positive commandments? Why not the negative commandments? Also, the person is physical. He was given a physical roof, a physical body, physical structure. What does this have to do with mitzvahs Hashem, which were given from another world? So he explains as follows. He says, you should know that in the creation, there were basically two major creations by the Almighty. One was the Olam, the world, and everything it encompassed. And secondly, man. Man must be viewed with a perspective as being a separate creation, because it states that the entire world was created l'sham sheni, to serve man. So man cannot be encompassed in the creation of the world like everything else, like the seas and the heaven and the trees and the plants and the animals. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, or he appointed, two kings. One was the Shemesh, the sun, as it states in the Maaseh Bereishis, Amor HaGodol, the great light. And in Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Vav, as HaShemesh LeMefeles Hayim, sun is the Meshal. He's the ruler over the day. The day is your main world. And the sun was appointed as the king to rule over the world. The second king was the Adam, the man. He also was made into a king. As it states, Bayirdu b'digas hayom u'be'efei hashamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu told man that you should go rule the world to the depths of the sea, to the heights of the heaven. The world is yours. But there is a distinction between these two rulers. The sun was made into the king of the physical world, of the natural world. Man we cannot classify him as being merely something physical. because he was created from the earth, but at the same time, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, he was given a soul from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So the Son became the king of the physical world. Man was given a domain to rule even in the spiritual world. So this is one great distinction between the two. There's another distinction. When we look at the physical creation, the physical creation does not deviate from the order which was ordained for it. Lo yachlif lo yomir. And the responsibility for this was given to the Son. The Son holds the world into its order which was ordained for it. It is the Son which guarantees that day comes when it's supposed to, and night comes when it's supposed to. That the world spins on its axis accordingly. That the solar system moves in the perfect order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it to move. That summer comes when it's supposed to, and winter comes when it's supposed to. We do not see that winter one year will come during summer, and summer one year will come during winter. Or night will come during day, or day during night. Or the sun will rise in the west and set in the east. And this responsibility was given to the Son because this is the responsibility of the king. A king is appointed to hold order in his state, in his medina. This is the responsibility of the government. Secondly, when it comes to the physical world, everything was created in what he refers to as their madrega achreino. Everything was created in their ultimate growth. This means that at birth, the physical species, be it a tree, a plant, an animal, a planet, it is either created at what it's going to be always, or it is preordained at its birth what it will become. If we look at the species of a lion, we know what he will be at full growth. An elephant, we know what he'll be at full growth. A tree, we know what it'll be at full growth. Everything is created in its madrega achreino. This is why, incidentally, that everything physical was given a shem atzmi. It was given its own name. Or the Marishan, the first man, he looked at every animal. And he saw with his enormous wisdom exactly what this animal is. And he gave him a name which describes his true identification. He told the lion, You are the Ari, the bear, you're the dove, the wolf, you're the Zaev. And the same with all of the creatures and all of the creations, trees and the plants. However, when we come to man, who's a world by himself? He's another creation. Even though he was created Yashar, as it states in Kehelish, Kodesh Baruch Hu created man upright. Nevertheless, he has the freedom to deviate from the order which was ordained for him. The earth does not have this freedom. A tree does not have this freedom. An animal does not have this freedom. And the sun guarantees that every creature maintains its order. Man, that's a different world. He was given freedom to deviate from the order which was ordained for him. Because he was given the Keach HaBechira, or Das Tevara. He was given the freedom of choice between good and evil. Secondly, he was not created in his ultimate level at all. At the time of his creation or at the time of his birth, he is not born at his full growth, and it is not ordained how much he'll grow. It is true, we see this normalcy. Person grows to 5'8", 5'10". There's a normalcy of how much he's going to weigh. That's the physical man. That's the earthen man. But we said man was made up of both the physical and the spiritual. And the spiritual components of man are not given any limits whatsoever. It is not decreed at the time of birth or at the time of creation what he will be. This the Gemara brings. It states that at the time when the embryo first starts to form, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach, an angel, and it's decreed whether he'll be strong or not, he'll be tall or not, wealthy or poor, avol tzadik verosho, whether he will be great in righteousness or he will lack in righteousness. This is not decreed. Therefore, man was never given his own name. The animals were, the trees were, but not man. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a name to a lion and to a bear and a wolf, but to man he merely called him Odom min ha'adama. I have taken you out from the earth. Because a name must identify the person. A person can only be identified when he leaves this world, not when he comes into this world. Then we know what he has gained and achieved and has grown into in this world. Therefore, since man was given this power, where he could deviate from the order and the path which HaKadosh Baruch Hu set out for him, and also where he could develop and mature himself to endless heights, he needed two forces. One force to guard him in order that he should not deviate from the path which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set out for him. And the other force to give him the power of endless growth. And these are the mitzvahs asays, the positive commandments, the mitzvahs leisa says, the negative commandments, and the positive commandments. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him 365 negative commandments. A negative commandment was a command which told him, do not do this, do not say this, do not eat this, do not take this. They were shemrim, guardians. In order he will know what is the path that he should walk in and not go astray. The number 365 certainly has a significance that man must be guarded from 365 different points in order to perfect his way. We don't know, perhaps, what the significance is in the 365 points. Why 365 points? But this we see from the 365 mitzvahs. And it's not because the sun has 365 days. To the contrary, the sun has 365 days because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set a structure for the world, starting with the spiritual level, coming down to man, and then further down to the physical world. A structure which has 365 points of shmirah, of guardianship, to guarantee that structure. The Torah was created before the world was created. And it states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Torah states, B'yistakel u'bara alma. Hashem looked at me, and from here he created the world. And the 365 mitzvahs equate themselves with the 365 days of the sun, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the creation of the world, had in mind a structure which would have 365 points to guard this structure. And this came to man in the form of the 365 negative commandments, and then came further down to the physical world, where the physical king, the sun, was given 365 points of guardianship to keep the world in its proper order and track. This is what Ishmael meant when the Gemara, when Absamloi said 365 positive commandments. This is Kiminyan Yemei Sachama, like the number of the days of the orbit of the sun. The positive commandments, we said, man has unlimited potential. So he had to be given that which can fuel that potential, which he can consume to grow endlessly. These were the positive commandments. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the Torah, he created a Torah with 248 positive commandments, mitzvot aseh. Again, we might not know the significance of the number of 248, but we see that these mitzvahs, these 248 mitzvahs, were to develop and grow a man. Rav Samloi says this equates itself with the 248 major organs and parts of man. Again, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let there be a heaven, let there be an earth, let there be a sea, this was all at the physical level. But when he came to create man, and only by man, did he say, Naaseh Odom b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. Let us make man in our image. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayaseh Odom b'tzelem Elokim. B'tzelem Elokim bara Eishai. He created man in a spiritual image. And that spiritual image came through the Torah. And just like in the Torah, there are 248 positive commandments that from here a man can grow endlessly. So when he created man, he created him with 248 major parts of the human being. And he writes, not like many doctors of his time thought that the anatomy of man is that merely physical. It's not true. That could be with the animals, that could be with trees and plants, because there it does not state Selam Elokim, that he created man in his image. But even the anatomy of man is based on the spiritual structure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah itself. And therefore, the 248 positive commandments of the Torah, this equates itself with the 248 major organs of man. It is for this reason that we find that the name that was given to Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu refers it to the as the word Torah was given to no other body of wisdom or philosophy or science or ideology or whatever it might be, only to Torah. And it comes from the pasuk at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Perachov Dalet Prosecute Beis, Vayema Hashem El Meisha, Ale Elai Hahora Veheishom. Hashem said to Moshe, come up to me to the mountain, Veheishom, and stay with me there, Veetna Lacha, and I will give to you as Luchais HaEven, the stone tablets, Vehatorah, Vehamitzvah, Asher kosafti lahirisham, taught in the mitzvahs which I have written, lahorosam, to direct you. Torah comes from the word horo, direction. Because there is nothing else in the world that can give man a total direction. A total direction in this world and a direction in the next world. That can guard him from deviating from the order which was ordained for him in this world, and give him the sustenance for him to grow endlessly in this world in order to reach the highest heights that he was created for. And this is why we do not call the Torah Chochma, a wisdom. We do not call it a Sefer Amidosh, a book which teaches us good quality traits. We do not call it a Sefer Refuah, a book that teaches us cures. We do not even call it a Sefer HaMitzvahs, a book of commands. But it is called Torah, Lahorosam. It was given to direct man how to walk in this world and come into the next world. Now, this is in regards to the level of mitzvahs, which we were given on Sinai, and which come from a high level and work their way down to this world, which we fulfill with our physical body. And the reward is so great that it states Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Maleko, that the reward for a mitzvah in this world cannot even be paid, because this world cannot encompass all the rewards, the reward for a mitzvah. However, we find that the Gemara brings in Masechta Meid Koton. Gemara quotes two psukim from Mishle. In Mishle Gimel, Pasuk Tesvov, it states Yekore hi mipnimim v'chol chafotzecha leyishvava. The Torah itself, here it's referring to the wisdom and the study of the Torah. The wisdom and the study of the Torah is more dear to me than pearls, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Actually, the Gemara darshins from here mipnimim so dear to me is the wisdom and the study of Torah that if there is a person who is a Talmud Chacham but a mamzer, He was born from a forbidden union. And you have a Kohen Gadol, the high priest, who's an Amoris. He's ignorant in Torah. The Imam of the Talmud Chacham is Kegem. It's more dear to me, the one who's the Talmud Chacham, even though he's a Mamzer, than the Kohen Gadol, who's Bipnimim Nichnas Lifnai Lifnim, who goes into the most inner chambers of the Beis Hamikdash. V'chol Chafotzecho LaYishvulo, and all of your worldly desires cannot equal the preciousness of the study of Torah. This is what it states in Pasuk Tesvov. We have another Pasuk, which is in Perches, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki tova chochma mipnimim. The wisdom of the Torah is better than pearls. V'chol hafotzim lo yishvavah. And everything cannot equate to it. First pasuk state, kol hafotzecho, all of your worldly desires cannot equate. The second pasuk says, kol hafotzim, everything cannot equate to it. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara in Meikotin and Tesamet Beis. Yosef v'koma boi lehu ksiv yukorehim imnimi v'kol chafatzecho leyishvavo hochevtze shemayim yishvavo. According to the first pasuk, it would seem that nothing, that all of your worldly desires cannot equal the study of Torah, but the spiritual desires of mitzvahs can equal the study of Torah. Uksiv kol chafotzim lo yishvavo. The other pasuk says that everything in the world cannot equal the study of Torah, the wisdom of Torah. Dafil chafetz shemaim lo yishvavo. Kodesh Baruch Hu says there is nothing which can equal the study of Torah. Even spiritual desires of mitzvahs cannot equal the study of the Torah. So we have a contradiction. In other words, the Gemara is saying, what happens if you're confronted with an opportunity to learn Torah, an opportunity to do a mitzvah? What should you do? What's greater? So from one pasuk it would seem that the opportunity to study Torah is greater than all of your worldly desires, but not the spiritual desires of mitzvahs. Another pasuk says that the study of Torah is greater than everything. So the Gemara says, "Kan be mitzvah sheyaf shel asei sa'ide acherim, kan be mitzvah sheyaf shel asei sa'ide acherim." One is speaking about a mitzvah which can be performed later, or it can be performed by someone else. In such case, Rashi brings, "Shim yesh leichlasik be mitzvah," and it can be performed later, then mevatel mitzvah basic b'talmud Torah. Then you must carry on with your study of the Torah, and the mitzvah will wait. You'll do that mitzvah later, or someone else will do that mitzvah. And the other pasuk is speaking about a mitzvah which has to be performed now, and it has to be performed by you. Then you must stop learning and do the mitzvah. Now, what is the explanation in this? In the Nesiva Teira, in Perek Aleph, the Maral explains. A mitzvah which has to be done by you. We're speaking here of a positive commandment which has to be done by you, and it has to be done now. If it will not be done, then this will create a lack in the person. Then he must do the mitzvah. And even if he's studying Torah, he must stop studying Torah and do the mitzvah. And certainly he cannot transgress negative commandments because he studied in the Torah. Because we said if you transgress a negative commandment, you're deviating from the Seder, from the order which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you for. And if it's a mitzvah that is mukrach, which has to be done, it's incumbent upon you to do it now, and dafke you, by you, and not someone else. This means this is a level that you must have, that we must stop studying the Torah, and we must do the mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah which can be done by others, or it can be done later, and you're studying Torah, it's not a question which is a greater level, which is a greater mila, which will give a person greater growth. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Pevehim ipnimim kol chafotzim yoy leyishvobo. The greatest is the study of the Torah, and nothing can equate to it. Nothing, even mitzvahs. And you must carry on with your studying. And the mitzvah will be fulfilled later, or by someone else. And why is that? Because it is true. We said that mitzvahs are coming from the highest possible level, and they come down to guide the person and to grow the person. But a mitzvah can be fulfilled only physically. If you fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah, you have to get a parchment. That's a skin. You have to get a pen. You have to get ink. If you fulfill the mitzvah tefillin, you also need all of those things. For mezuzah, you need a house. For tefillin, you need a physical body. Sukkah, lulav, matzah. Mitzvahs can be fulfilled only by a physical man through the physical world. It's the greatness of Torah that Torah can come from such a high level and bring its kedusha, its sanctity down to the lowest levels of the physical world and sanctify it. It can take wood, it can take an animal, a skin, it can take ink from a sap from a tree, and it becomes mitzvah, the greatest mitzvahs. That shows the greatness of the Torah. But nevertheless, the mitzvahs become, they become limited. They become limited. And they become restricted to the parameters of this world, of the physical world. However, when one studies Torah, the study of Torah is not brought into the physical world. To the contrary, the study of Torah, a person must go up to the level of the Torah to study. Because the study of Torah is done with the Seichel HaOdom, the intelligence of man. It is done with his Chochmah, with his Bina and Das. This is something which is not physical. The thoughts of man the penetration of his mind, his wisdom, this is something which is not limited, does not become part of the physical world. And therefore, when he reaches the level of Talmud Torah, is reaching the very sources of the mitzvah. More than that, it states, Kuchibrihu ve'araisa chadhu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah is one. Then one studies the Torah with great iyun, with great thought, and with great labor. It's ki'ilu chovak hamalka atzma. It's as if he embraces the king himself. Therefore, if one is confronted with an opportunity to do a mitzvah, but it's not incumbent upon himself to do it at this time, and on the other hand, he has an opportunity to study Torah, the study of Torah is a far higher level than the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And therefore, it states, how good and precious is the study of Torah more than pearls, all of the desires in the world, whether they are physical or spiritual, cannot equal this. This is why the Gemara brings in Masechet Megillah and that test sign Seif Amud Beis. Says Omar Rav Yitem Rav Shmuel Bar Maso Godel Talmud Torah Yesem Ibinyan Beis HaMikdash. We have Eretz Yisrael. States that Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh Mikol Shar Arotzis. Eretz Yisrael is more sanctified than all other lands. Yushalayim is Kodesh Mikol Shar Ayoris. Yushalayim is more sanctified than all of the cities in Eretz Yisrael. The Harabais, the place where the Beis HaMikdash was, is more sanctified than all other places. So we're coming to the most sanctified place in the world, Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara here says, Godel Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, is greater than the level of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, than building the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know this? She calls man she baruch ben nir yokaim lehinicha Ezra va'olo. Rashi brings, he says, yesh loch litmaya. We can be temeya, we can ask a question. Lama la ola Ezra im zrubovel b'mei kerish arashona ashvis l'daryosh l'daryovosho achrein. Ezra was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and he lived this was in Bavel, and then in Modayu Pras, and after the Churban of the Bais Rishon, before the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, of the second Beis HaMikdash. This was during the 70 years of Golus. And we find that there was those that went back to build the Beis HaMikdash during the time of Kadesh already. And there was Kadesh, and then there was a Dayovish Arishon, and then there was Ahasuerus, the Purim story. And then there was Dayovish HaAchrein. Dayovish HaAchrein is brought to be a son of Esther in Ahasuerus. And only in the 7th year of his reign, after there were those that went back already and started to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, did Ezra leave the Golus and come into Yerushalayim. Yesh Nitmaya, Rashi says. This is a Tamiya. This is a wonder. So the Gemara says, why? Because there was a great Talmud Chochem in Bavel, Baruch ben Nirya, and Ezra was studying Torah by him. Baruch le'olam b'Bavel, mi Bavel, and Baruch never went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Umeis shom b'tei hashonim alolu, and he died there. And as long as Ezra could continue studying Torah by him, he didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael. He only went back after he died. What do we see? So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yitema Rav Shmuel Bar Masa Godel Talmud Torah Yesha Bibinyan Beis HaMikdash. The study of Torah is a greater mila, is a greater level than even going back to help to build the Beis HaMikdash. She calls man Shibarak ben Nirya Kaim Leinich Ezra Volo. Omar Rav Omar Rishak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa. And then the Rabbi said, Godel Talmud Torah, the study of Torah is greater than Yesha Mikivar Aveim, than even giving honor to one's father and mother. Because Yaakov, Rashi explains, that when Yaakov went away from his father, and he went back to his father's land, his grandfather's land, to look for a zivuk, to look for a shidduch. That's when he went back to work for Rachel and then for Leah. And he was gone 22 years. For those 22 years, since he did not stay home and be meshamish and help his father and mother, the same fate happened to him. And Yosef went away from him for 22 years. But we find that he also went to the yeshiva of Aver, the base Aver, for 14 years. Kishapirish mi oviv leleches lechoram delenanesh alein al kibur ov. In these 14 years, we do not find that he lost out from this with his sons. So the Gemara says, what do we see from here? Person goes away from his parents and abstains from the mitzvah of being with one's parents, then, heaven forbid, the same thing might happen to him with his children. They might go away from him. But if he goes away to study Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that he will not lose out from that. Therefore, the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi, Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Godel Talmud Torah, the level of studying Torah is greater even than the level of Kibur Aveim. Now, Kibur Aveim, serving one's mother and father, it states, Hukash Kfeidam Lichfeidi. I have joined their honor to my honor. Just like I have commanded you that you must honor me, the Almighty says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I have commanded, that you should honor your parents. And still, the study of Torah will not take away from, will not cause him any ill effects from this. What is the explanation? Seems very strange. So again, the Maral explains. And again in the Siva Teira, Perek Aleph. Because the sanctity that comes into this world in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in Beis HaMikdash, this is known as Kedushas HaMokom, the sanctity of a specific place of the world. In Eretz Yisrael, it's known as Kedushas HaOretz, the sanctity of the earth. The earth itself is sanctified.
And therefore it states, "Kol mitzvah satlui ba'oritz, einu neheges ele ba'oritz." If there's a mitzvah that has to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael, the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael, then that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Because the reason why we have to leave the land fallow on Shemitah, we have to give Truma or Maestro or Bikurim, that's from the sanctity of the land. And that's only in Eretz Yisrael. The sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash shows the greatness of the Torah, that even the Avonim, the Eitzim, even the stones and the wood become sanctified. But, the Maral says, this Kedusha, this sanctity, is not without limitation. This sanctity is not infinite, because it's mesuyim. It's channeled to a certain physical place in the world. It's channeled to the stones, to the wood. The sanctity, though, of the Torah itself is infinite. When we fulfill mitzvahs, we have to fulfill mitzvahs in their physical structures and parameters. But when we study the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah, at its source, there it becomes infinite. We find a similar expression in the Gemara by the Meraglim and Masech Te'erechim. The Meraglim, the spies, went into Eretz Yisrael, and they slandered the land, and they received such a great punishment. The Gemara says, "Uma al etzim va'avonim al chaverei al achas kama v'kama." If this is the punishment that you get for speaking against sticks and stones, so then against the persons, how much more so? And there it's referring, because when you slander a person, what are you damaging? You're damaging his name. And the name of a person is non-physical. See, has no physical parameters, the Gemara says. Gemara says, Shmei Shel Adam can go mi seifei lemat seifei. The name of a person can go from one end of the world to the other. Or it's timeless. We see that people, Abraham lived thousands of years ago, Moshe Rabbeinu lived thousands of years ago, their name is still here. See? This is the same thing by Talmud Torah. And the same, he says, why must one give honor to a father and a mother? Because they brought you into the world. But how did they bring you into the world? They became a shutef with Hashem. Gimel shutfin ba'odim. There are three partners in creation: Hashem, and a father and a mother. What role does a father and mother play? They play the role of the physical creation. It states that the blood cells, the bone structure, this is a braisa in Masech Tanida, Daf Lamed Aleph. These, the father and mother contribute. The spiritual component, Hashem contributes. So again, the mitzvah of Kibbur Av V'Em, of honoring one's parents, how great it is, but it has to do with the physical world. They are your physical parents. And therefore, it's limited to physical parameters. The study of the Torah itself is non-physical. And therefore, Godel Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, is greater than even the mitzvah of Kibbur Av V'Em. One final Gemara. The Gemara brings in Masechta Seita to say to that Chof Aleph. Dorash is Zu Dorash Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. Nachum Rabbi Yossi darshened, he expounded. Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Vav, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. A mitzvah is like a ner, a candle, and Torah is like light. What is the difference between a candle and a light? When we see, when we can see, there's not darkness and we can see, this is what we describe as light. The sun casts its light into the world. The ner is that when we take this light and we put it into a physical structure. You have different types of candles. You can have a candle which is a dish that has oil in it and a wick. You can have a candle which has a wick and the wick is enclosed in wax. You can have a candle, a ner, that's enclosed in an electric globe. This is a ner. The light is the infinite light. You look outside during the day, it's light. It is not in a physical structure. That is what is called or. The ner is when you take this light and you imprison it in some type of physical structure, be it a wax candle, an oil candle, an electric globe, or whatever it might be. This is the difference between ner and or. Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, in his wisdom said, he said, Ki ner mitzvah, a mitzvah. That's a ner. That's a candle. That's a light which is imprisoned, enclosed in a physical structure. Torah is an or. Torah itself is endless, infinite light. Torah kosev es ha-mitzvah b'ner v'sateir b'or. Es ha-mitzvah b'ner lehem aloch man ner eina megina l'fisho af mitzvah eina megina l'fisho. What is he teaching us? What is this he's teaching us? That a mitzvah has enormous power for a person and it will protect us. But its protection can run out. It can protect us now, but there might be a time when we've used it all up. Just like a candle. There's a time there might be when the oil gets used all up, the wax gets used all up, the battery gets used all up. Besatir ba'or, the Torah he called infinite light. Leimaloch ma'or megin la'ilam after megin la'ilam. Torah will never get used up. The study of Torah itself, that will be with a person forever. And then he brings that the Torah says, "Bisalachcho tanchayisoch." When you walk, I will be with you, and I will guide you. That's in this world. Shachvacho tishmor alecho. Maybe you'll say that the Torah will last you only in this world that you study. No. When you lay down, zumisa bekever. When you die and you lie down in the grave, I will guard you. Maybe you say it only lasts till then. When you wake up, The Torah will be there to speak with you, Losi Love, in the world to come. The Torah will never burn out. A candle will burn out. But infinite light never ceases. And then the Gemara brings Dov Acher, Avera Mechava Mitzvah. A candle can become extinguished. It can burn out because eventually its fuel is all consumed. This is what we spoke about now. But also it can become extinguished by another force. If you have a candle, a wax candle, or an oil candle, or even an electric candle, a strong wind or water can extinguish it. But the light that we see during the day, that nothing can extinguish. Aveir mechave mitzvah. A person can do mitzvahs, but then he does aveiras, and the aveiras might extinguish the mitzvahs. The ein aveir mechave Torah. But a person comes to the level of study of Torah, an aveira, a transgression, will never extinguish it, as it states. Maim rabim lo yuchla lechaves es ha'avo. This is in Shir Hashirim Ches. Even great waters will not extinguish the love. Rashi brings as follows. Rashi says, it states, Heviani el beis hayayin v'diglo alai av. Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, bring me into the house of wine and there heap upon me your love. Klal Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring me into the house of wine. What does wine refer to? The secrets of the Torah. The numerical value of yain is 70, and the numerical value of sold, of secret, is 70. Bring me into the house, your house of wine, and there heap upon me the great love from discovering this yain shel Torah, the wine of your Torah, the secrets of your Torah. And when I understand those secrets, then maim rabim lo yuchla lechaves es ha'avo, then even the greatest waters will not be able to extinguish the love that is bonded, that is forged between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they understand his secrets, his Torah. So King Solomon said, a mitzvah is a light, but it's a light in a candle. Sometimes it can go out by itself. Sometimes an outside force can come and extinguish it. But the level of Torah, where a person goes out of this world and he reaches to the non-physical level of Torah itself, that can never go out. That will be protect the person always, even after this world. And that can never be extinguished, even by Averis. Maim rabim lo yuchla lechaves es ha'av. This is why we find a strange thing. We find that every mitzvah has its parameter, its time, its place, how to do it, when to do it, with what to do it. And if you do it, shleiki hilchaso, not in accordance to all of the details, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. I can eat the best matzah in the world a day before Pesach. Garnished. or after Pesach, it's worthless. Or on Sukkot. Or I can go on Pesach and sit in the most beautiful sukkah, or take the most beautiful lulav, it's worthless. I can plant here in South Africa beautiful crops and give it to the Kahanim and the Levim, the Trumas and Maisras, it's worthless. But when it comes to Torah, we see that if you study Torah and you want to learn Masechta Pesachim, you want to learn about Pesach, about Matzah, there's no place where it says that you have to learn it on Pesach. You can learn it on Sukkot, you can learn it on Shavuos. If you want to study Masechta Sukkah, the laws of Sukkah, you don't have to learn it on Sukkot. You can learn it on Pesach. You can learn it any time. If you want to learn the halachas of Eretz Yisrael, you can learn them here. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you want to learn halachas that have to do only with outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can learn them there. And same mitzvah. Why? Because the mitzvahs of the Torah, how great they are, they're brought into this world to be fulfilled. And once we bring it into this world, this is a world of physical parameters. There's a time, there's a place, there's an object. But the study of the Torah itself, that's not brought into this world. Then we go up to the level of the Torah. That comes from a world there is no time. There is no place. It's like Shlomo HaMelech said in Keheles, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. There is nothing new under the sun. So the Gemara says, yes, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, there is nothing new under the sun. But what was before the sun, there's a great deal which is new. And the physical world is under the sun, under the Memshola, his kingdom. But the Torah itself, that was before the sun. There is a great deal which is new. So, this gives us an explanation into the greatness of the mitzvahs. Actually, the mitzvahs show the greatness of the Torah even more, because the Torah is able to come down to the lowest levels and sanctify everything. And why man was given 365 negative commandments, Kimei Sachama, like the sun, the orbit of the sun, and why he was given 248 positive commandments, like the Ivori Odom, the structure of man. But at the same time, we see the level of the Torah itself, of coming close to the study of the Torah itself, where we say, Kol Chafotzim Lo Yish Vavo, there our Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that is more precious than everything in the world, not only what is physical, but even what is spiritual in this world. This was given to Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai, on the Chag HaShavuos. And Asher Bo Harbonu Mikol HaAmim Venosan Lanu Es HaTorah, that he blessed us from all of the nations and gave us his Torah. We should be zeicher to a Chag Shameach, and we should be zeicher to the great levels of Torah, and to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be revealed in his world. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za, or contact us via email at audio@yGJ.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.